Y98 FM, St. Louis's number one choice for music variety.
FM. Only one thing worse than a hopeless romantic, and that, of course, would be a hopeful one. It's Hopelessly Rick Astley. This is John Larrabee at 317. Back to more of St. Louis's biggest variety in just a moment. On the way, the new one from Bruce Hornsby. Also, some Hootie and the Blowfish. Whispers just around the corner, and Coffee Break Trivia is coming up next. Brought to you this afternoon by the Eye Center, offering radial keratotomy if you're nearsighted. Open up your eyes to all the possibilities and see the best you can see at the Eye Center. Sunshine the remainder of this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Pencil in a slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm late tonight. Overnight low about 72. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high right around 90. 91 right now in Afton. 94 downtown at Y98.
If you're nearsighted,
ABC is moving up to Channel 30, August 7th.
Go ahead. Stretch your legs. Stretch your brain. John Larrabee's Coffee Break Trivia is on Y98 FM.
Yes, that Nick at Night prize package, just part of a stash of prizes up for grabs today. If you're the first person to correctly answer today's trivia question, and because Nick at Night is putting up all those prizes, I want to remind you that Nick at Night's Block Party Summer features Bewitched on Bewitched Wednesdays all summer long, and according to my watch, that would be today. So here is the Bewitched question. What were the names of Samantha's children? Oh, that's so easy. Julie's wiggling her nose. And I disappeared. No, just kidding. What were the names of Samantha's children? Telephone number is 969-9898 from Illinois, 399-9898. First correct answer wins. Good luck. Hold my, 333. This is John Larrabee. Moments ago in Coffee Break Trivia. The question was, what were the names of Samantha's children? Didn't take long to get a winner. The first caller had it. The answer is...
Is it Tabitha and Adam?
Unbelievable! Woo! What's your name?
Julie Santee.
Julie, where are you calling from?
Attorney Kevin Boyne.
Pardon me?
Boyne.
Boyne?
Yeah, okay. Boyne.
You just won a copy of Bad Company starring Ellen Barkin on video cassette from Touchstone Home Video.
Great.
A $20 certificate to Culpeper is now serving St. Louis and the Central West End, Creve Coeur, and Kirkwood.
All right.
Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A Nick at Night, well, I think it was. A Nick at Night t-shirt, canvas tote bag, and two tickets to Six Flags. Plus, you were also entered into the grand prize drawing for a Six Flags block party for 20.
All right.
Your chance to check out the new Batman ride.
Great.
Congratulations, all because you knew the names of Samantha's children. They were
Tabitha and Adam.
Y98.
hold out for love.
Nothing so wild and crazy, but yet it's not like KZK that sort of puts you to sleep. You know, and it helps me keep upbeat during the day.
FM. I'm no weatherman, but I would say today would be a good day for that. Walk in the Sun. It's a new one from Bruce Hornsby. This is John Larrabee at 3:45. This weekend, we're going to be giving you another chance to join the exclusive beach club. That is where you can actually win your chance at winning a stay at the Y98 FM Beach House at Lodge of Four Seasons at the Lake of the Ozarks. Ray Vaughn of Granite City became winner number 6. You could become winner number 7. If you'd like to be a winner, just make Y98 your weekend station this weekend. Our Beach House qualifiers are among the first in town to get their hands on Disclosure this weekend on video, starring Michael Douglas and Demi Moore. 3:45. Already time for our first look at this afternoon's Rush to Somewhere. With a little noise in the background, here's Lance Hillebrand. Well, apparently not. We'll try something else. How about the Lance line? What happened to the high-tech Marty unit?
I don't know. Were you on one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's technical jargon. I don't know.
Oh, well.
It was working this morning.
You're here now.
Hey, batteries must have run out. Got to get some of those alkalines. They last longer.
You know, they just keep going.
Indeed. Hey, we got lots of problems in Jefferson County at this point.
And going?
In the 4300 block of Graboid, near Northwest Middle School, a person has been struck by a car. I'm Lance Hildebrand, Y98 FM Traffic.
Whoa, looking for something that's too good to be true? How about Applebee's Neighborhood?